brought to you by FastFlight, your complete aircraft management software at an affordable price, all in one place. See us at fast-flight.com. And by the Evolution Flight Display System from Aspen Avionics. Evolution delivers unique reliability and safety features to GA pilots, and it's truly the most flexible and affordable EFIS available. Aspen Avionics, a new way to look at avionics. And by XMWX Satellite Weather. Never fly blind again when you add XMWX Satellite Weather to your onboard electronic suite today. Come see the latest from XMWX Satellite Weather in Sun and Fun, booth C24.
Hi, this is Mary Grady reporting for AvWeb from Sun and Fun 2012. I'm talking with Tom Pagini. He's the CEO of Flight Design USA, and he's going to give us an update on a couple of projects that they're working on, and we'll talk a little bit more also about the new Rotax engine. So, Tom, to start, why don't you just give us a quick update on your news from today.
Well, hi, Mary. We're debuting the CTLSI, which includes the Rotax 912 IS engine, and we just announced it in a press conference that you were just in.
Okay, and so what is the price point on this and the delivery times and all of that?
We're expecting the first deliveries will be in June of this year, and it is a $12,800 increase over the standard carbureted engine package, but it does include an electric trim system and also a lithium ion battery as part of that package.
Okay, now what is the difference with the new Rotax engine as far as performance and also fuel burn?
Well, the performance is the same. It'll be 100 horse, but there's supposed to be an improved torque curve. It's one of those things that you can manipulate more easily with full digital fuel injection system. And up to 21% reduction in fuel burn. At full throttle, it still takes the same amount of fuel to make 100 horsepower, so you're not going to see much of a change there, more like 5%. But when you're up at altitude, say 5,000 feet above sea level, and throttled back to 75%, up to 21%, which is a real significant change.
Okay, so when you say up to 21%, is that sort of hard and fast number that's been tested out in your airplane, or is that still kind of to be determined?
Well, that was the number that Rotax supplied us with after 10,000 hours on the test stand. So.
Okay, and so this is basically, do you think this will become sort of the default engine for other aircraft in your stable?
We'll have to see how much traction it gets with the customers, but we think that it is so civilized and such an improvement that I think most of our customers, we tend to be more on the high-end side of the light sport aircraft market, and our type of customers, they want the best and brightest that you can get, and I think most of them will end up switching over to it. Now, that said, the 912 series will still be offered on our planes in the CTLS, and they operate very well, and they've had a terrific safety record on our aircraft.
Okay, and you also had an update on the C4 today?
We did. There's one more thing I want to talk about. All of our aircraft, from the most affordable CTLS Club up to the full CTLSI with top-of-the-line avionics, will now be delivered only with synthetic vision and weather and terrain. We have both the Skyview 700 and SV1000 with synthetic vision, and the Garmin 3GX. And then all of our airplanes have either an Area 510 touchscreen GPS that includes terrain and XM weather, and then up to the 796.
Okay, thanks. And so now back to the C4 question.
There was an update on the C4. The program's going along quite well. We are still working to try to find the proper avionics supplier, and that's put us off by a couple months. We think first flight will be in the second half of the year. We thought it was going to be at the end of the first half. We think it's going to be in the second half of the year. But they are going to have a full interior mock-up at the Aero Show, which is about a month from today, Aero Friedrichshafen. And we're pretty excited about it.
Okay, well, thank you, Tom. Is there anything else that we should add?
No, I'd like to thank all the good coverage that we get. We go and go on AvWeb every day. It's the best source of news that you can get.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you.
brought to you by FastFlight, your complete aircraft management software at an affordable price, all in one place. See us at fast-flight.com. And by the Evolution Flight Display System from Aspen Avionics. Evolution delivers unique reliability and safety features to GA pilots, and it's truly the most flexible and affordable EFIS available. Aspen Avionics, a new way to look at avionics. And by XMWX Satellite Weather. Never fly blind again when you add XMWX Satellite Weather to your onboard electronic suite today. Come see the latest from XMWX Satellite Weather in Sun and Fun booth C24.